This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will undertake a visit to Ghana. This will be the first visit to the West African nation by an Indian Prime Minister in the last three decades. More details from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana.
PM Modi lands in Accra this evening, where he will receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. This visit comes early in Ghanaian President John Mahama's tenure. Both leaders are expected to focus on continuity and deepening bilateral ties. High-level talks will take place at the Jubilee House, the presidential palace built with Indian assistance. Key discussions include economic cooperation, agriculture, defense, digital infrastructure, and establishing a regional vaccine hub for West Africa. Several agreements are expected, including the renewal of the Joint Commission, cultural exchange programs, and collaboration in Ayurveda and standards. Leaders will also engage in discussions on regional and global matters, followed by a joint press briefing. The day will conclude with a state dinner hosted by President Mahama. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
In an exclusive interview with our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana, India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, emphasized the important role that India continues to play in the economic reset agenda of the West African nation.
Ghana is now on the rebound. Once the country gets out of the economic restructuring, you will have a slew of foreign investments, and that offers a new opportunities also to the Indian companies to invest over here. And especially in the context of the Ghana's economic reset agenda, which offers ample opportunities in the fields of agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing sector, and also the IT sector.
The Quad members have called for bringing the perpetrators, organizers and financiers of the Pahalgam terror attack to justice without delay, urging UN member states to extend full cooperation in this effort. In a joint statement issued after the Quad foreign ministers' meeting held in Washington, D.C., the group strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April this year, which claimed the lives of 25 Indian nationals, one Nepalese citizen, and injured several others. The Quad also launched the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative to enhance economic security. India's scheduled commercial banks continue to record improvement in their asset quality, with the gross and net non-performing assets ratios declining to multi-decadal lows of 2.3% and 0.5% respectively. RBI's latest financial stability report said the soundness and resilience of India's scheduled commercial banks are bolstered by robust capital buffers, multi-decadal low non-performing loans and strong earnings. While overall gross non-performing assets of banks fell to 2.3% of total loans as of March 31st from 2.8% a year ago, public sector banks registered a sharp decline in NPAs from 3.7% in March 2024 to 2.8% in March this year. The first batch of yatris from Jammu has reached Kashmir this forenoon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of devotees for the pilgrimage to the holy cave of Sri Amarnath Ji from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu in pre-dawn hours today. More from our correspondent.
More than 5,000 devotees set off to the holy cave shrine in the first batch for the darshan of Baba Barfani after reaching Kashmir from Jammu. A total of 299 vehicles carrying over 2,300 pilgrims towards Baltal route and over 3,000 yatris towards Pahalgam route reached safely in Kashmir region through Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. Chants of Bam Bam Bole and Jai Barfani Baba Ki echoed after arriving in the Kashmir Valley, receiving a grand welcome from both the local populace and district administration. Elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for seamless, safe and secure yatra. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended his best wishes to all the pilgrims. Tariq Rathra, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In cricket, the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series between India and England will begin at Edgbaston in Birmingham this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. IST. And the benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% down during the last hour of trade today amid mixed global cues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.